I want to welcome you all to the overview of Health Connector Health and Dental Plans for 2019. Thank you for joining us. Our presenter today is Maria Joy Dolly from the Massachusetts Health Connector. I'd like to turn the call over to Maria.
Thank you, Debbie, and good morning, everyone. This is Maria Joy Dolly from the Health Connector. I'm a product manager for the health and dental plans that we sell through the exchange. So today we'll be walking you through our 2019 health and dental plan. So in brief overview, our objective for you today after we walk through this information is for you to be able to describe the Health Connector Seal of Approval or SOA process and explain the health and dental plans that will be available for sale through our website this year. Also familiarize you with the few changes that will be made to the Health Connector shopping pages. And then we've also highlighted a few areas that we'd just like you to be aware of when you're helping consumers this year. So to start, we'll go through kind of our plan standards and the SOA process, and we'll start by defining a qualified health and a qualified dental plan. So all of the plans sold through the Health Connector are certified by the Health Connector as QHPs and QDPs. So a QHP is a health benefit plan that goes through a certification process both at the Health Connector as well as our partners at the Massachusetts Division of Insurance to make sure that the plan both meets all state and federal requirements and has met all of the Health Connector's requirements, which we will review in a couple of slides. And similarly, the same process is followed for QDPs, qualified dental plans, although the standards are a bit different, as you could imagine, for health and dental plans. So on slide 8, we wanted to provide an overview of the different plans that are sold through the Health Connector. So first, we have non-group or individual unsubsidized plans, which are plans for families over 400% of the federal poverty level, and those range in metallic tiers, which we'll explain on the following slide, but of platinum, gold, silver, bronze, as well as catastrophic. So on the non-group side, we also sell subsidized plans, and there are a few pieces of that. One is the Connector Care Program, which is available to individuals and families under 300% of the FPL, and that's made up of both federal advanced premium tax credits as well as state subsidies. And in addition to that, for individuals and families between 300 and 400% of the federal poverty level, they could be eligible for just advanced premium tax credits, but they would not be eligible for the Connector Care Program. We also sell catastrophic plans, which are plans available to individuals under age 30 or who receive a financial hardship waiver from the federal government. These plans provide very limited coverage, as you can probably tell by the name, but they are an option available for young people who may just want kind of the bare minimum coverage. On our small group side, we do operate a separate small group platform called Health Connector for Business. And those are QHP and QDPs available to small businesses with 50 or fewer employees. And some small businesses may be eligible for tax credits through our small group program. And dental plans or QDPs are offered to both individuals and small groups. There are some medical plans that have dental coverage embedded in them, but that coverage is generally only for pediatric. So if an individual does want comprehensive dental coverage, they would need to purchase a separate dental plan. So we do have some coverage standards that apply for plans sold both on the non-group and small group platforms, and those are actuarial value, metallic tier, and essential health benefit, or EHBs. So actuarial value just means the percentage of the total average cost a consumer would pay for their covered benefits. So a plan with a 60% AV means that the plan would on average cover 60% of all the costs that a member would incur when seeking services, and the member would pay the other 40%. And metallic tiers are defined by the federal government, and plans must fall within the ranges for these metallic tiers. So you have platinum, gold, silver, and bronze, and you can see the AV ranges there. And a general rule of thumb is that the higher the AV, the higher the premium, but the lower the cost sharing the member would be exposed to when they went to receive services. And lastly, the Affordable Care Act defines essential health benefits for QHPs and QDPs. And that just means that every plan at minimum must require this set of benefits. And there are the common ones that you would think of, like emergency service, maternity care, prescription drugs, preventive care, inpatient care, that sort of thing. So on the next slide, we just wanted to familiarize you with our seal of approval timeline. So this is an annual process in which the Health Connector conducts a full review of all the QHPs and QDPs proposed for the upcoming year. And the final step in that process is our September Board of Directors meeting, which happened on September 13th of this year. And that's the meeting at which our board votes to approve the final seal of approval that allows our plans to move forward for sale for 2019. And that vote also includes the Connector Care program. So on slide 8, I won't go through each of these criteria, but we did want to provide for reference just the different criteria that all QHPs need to meet in order to receive that QHP certification status. So the elements are listed there, and you'll see that the Health Connector is responsible for some, the Division of Insurance is responsible for some, and there are a few areas where both agencies overlap. So in Section 2, we'll provide an overview of the health and dental plans that you can expect to see for 2019. So we'll have a range of plan designs, carriers, and premiums for 2019. Probably most relevant for this audience is that the Connector Care program design will be stable from last year, and we'll talk about that in a bit more detail in a subsequent slide, but you can expect to see relatively stable Connector Care program with affordable choice. We do have a broader range of unsubsidized and small group plans this year than we did last year. So we have 9 medical carriers for 2019, and that comes up to a total of 57 non-group plans and 70 small group plans. In the past, we have maintained uniformity of the number of non-group and small group plans, but given that we just still somewhat recently launched our Health Connector for Business platform, we were really keen on tailoring our small group product to the needs of that population, so that's why you see that divergence there. We have 2 dental carriers, there's no change on the dental shelf, who have submitted a total of 12 QDPs for sale through the Health Connector. And overall this year, we were pleased to see only modest premium changes that align with the underlying increase of the cost of medical care. And so we can talk about that a bit more. And there are pockets where members could see higher than average increases, and we've tried to flag those for you. But overall, the average increase is pretty modest from 2018 to 2019. On slide 11, a few highlights of carrier participation. So we do have all of our same carriers returning for 2019, but we have a new carrier, United Healthcare, that will be joining non-group and small group effective 1/1/19. They will only be selling plans in the Boston metro area, and they will not be in Connector Care. So this means it will be a relatively small population that they would be serving, but still just wanted to flag for you. You may remember that United was on exchange a few years ago. The last time they were on was plan year 2016, so they are rejoining for 19. And also on the small group side, Tufts Premier did not sell through the Health Connector on the small group side for 2018, so we're pleased to be having them join our small group platform for coverage effective dates effective April 1st. And also, we wanted to make you aware, although you've probably seen in the news and in advertisements, that Neighborhood Health Plan is rebranding under a new name, which is Always Health Partners. This isn't accompanied by any product changes or anything like that, but did just want to make assisters aware that member materials will begin to reflect Always Health Partners for any plan referencing 2019. And we've provided on the next slide an example of what a renewal notice might look like. One other thing we wanted to flag is that NHP is also changing behavioral health vendors. They currently use Beacon, but they'll be moving to Optum in 2019. They've indicated very limited expected member disruption there, but still just wanted to make you aware of that. So on slide 12, you can see some examples of how an NHP member's renewal notice might look for 2019. So the screenshot on the left is an example of an unsubsidized member who is staying in the same Platinum plan from 2018 to 2019. But you can see that in the current health plan name, which is 2018, it reflects Neighborhood Health Plan, but 2019 reflects Always Health Partners. And then you can also see in the same plan as 2018 column, it does say yes, because that plan is the same, although that may be confusing to a member if they see that the carrier name is changing. And on the right, you can see how that would look for a Connector Care member as well, so NHP in the current plan year name and Always Health Partners in the 2019 name, but it does reflect that they're staying in the same plan so long as they're not changing plan types. So moving on, we will provide a deeper dive on the Connector Care program for 2019. So as I mentioned earlier, we will have stable carrier participation for 2019. So there's no change in the geographic coverage, that colorful map that I'm sure you're all quite used to by now. Those regions are all remaining the same. One thing that you will see that's different this year is we've been able to add two more additional plans at the affordability defined monthly cost schedule. So that's that lower cost premium schedule for 2019. We did not do that in 2018. There are a few regions where that was not possible, and I can walk through that on the next slide. But generally, most members will see at least two plans at that lower cost position. On slide 15, just wanted to show the carrier rank order changes from 2018 to 2019. A carrier in green has moved to a lower cost position, and a carrier in red has moved to a higher cost position. So you can see that in most areas, that's just a change back and forth from BMC to Tufts Direct, although you had NHP and Always changing positions in the A1 region and Fallon and Tufts Direct swapping positions in B1. So on slide 16, this is the Connector Care map. Again, no changes to the geographic coverage, so all those zip codes that were in a particular region in 2018 will remain there in 2019. But I would point out just the what I mentioned in a couple slides ago with the affordability schedule defined costs. So if you take region A1, for example, you'll see that both BNC and Tufts Direct are at that affordability schedule. And notably, too, in region B1, given the competitiveness of the underlying premiums, Fallon, Tufts Direct, and BMC are all at the same price as well. Slide 17, this is just provided for reference, but this has not changed since the start of the Connector Care program, but this just shows Connector Care benefits and copays by plan type. So over the next few slides, we'll review the plans available for unsubsidized and APTC-only members. So those members will have 57 non-group QHPs available to them, which reflects a net increase of 5 plans since 2018. Of note, we did introduce a standardized low gold plan for 2019, which just means that the cost sharing is a bit higher than our typical standard gold plan, which we will still have as well. The reason behind that is we wanted to make sure that members in one of those premium-loaded silver plans, as you might remember from last year, have options available to them outside of the silver tier. And the addition in plans for 2019 also reflects United joining the Health Connector. So we did want to take a moment to talk about the silver plan closures for 2019. So the Connector Care program is based on an underlying unsubsidized silver plan, And in prior years, those base plans had generally been non-standard plans, which means that they did not conform to the Health Connector standard design. So they generally had pretty high cost sharing and reflected coinsurance in the cost sharing. So in an effort to kind of stabilize the Connector Care program, the Health Connector made a product choice to require carriers to close their non-standard silver plans for 2019. So Connector Care members won't experience this change. Nothing changes for them. They still pay that Connector Care cost sharing a couple of slides ago. But for the unsubsidized and APTC-only members in these plans, it means that they will be mapped to their carrier's standard silver plan at time of renewal. So the table there shows all of the members in these plans. They are BNC, Fallon, NHP Always, and Puff Direct. So all these members will be put into the standard plan of their carrier. So those plans do reflect kind of more generous benefits. They're copay-based rather than coinsurance. But whenever a member is mapped out of their plan, we do just want to make sure that they're aware and that they can shop if they're not happy with the plan that they've been mapped to, and particularly to encourage them to take a look at our gold or bronze options outside of silver, because their standard silver plans will still have that premium load to reflect the continued loss of federal cost-sharing reductions. So the next few slides that we will talk through at the table on slide 21, which is the cost sharing for each of the Health Connector standard plan designs. So on slide 22, we just wanted to call out the benefits or services on the left are the ones that the Health Connector standardizes for their standard plans. So what that means is that every carrier who offers a standard plan at that metallic tier has to follow these cost-sharing rules for these particular services. So the annual deductible is the amount that a member needs to pay in their plan year before their health insurance plan starts to pay for their covered services. And the annual maximum out-of-pocket is the most that a member will pay. So after they reach that amount, their health plan will pay for all of the costs associated with their services. On slide 24, we just wanted to highlight a few of the things that are a bit harder to see, but a check mark indicates that the benefit is subject to the annual deductible, which means that the member has to pay for the full cost of it prior to meeting their deductible. A bold indicates a cost-sharing change from 2018, and HCB means that this plan will be marketed to the small group membership only. And on slide 25, we've just highlighted a few examples and wanted to call out that when there's a dollar amount there, that is a copay that the member would pay when they receive care. So for example, emergency room for Putnam is $150 for that visit. But if you see a percentage, such as durable medical equipment, that means that the member will pay that percentage of the cost of that equipment as opposed to a fixed copay amount. So it can, that just introduces some variation based on the cost of the underlying service. So on the qualified dental plan side, there's really not a lot to report for 2019. The dental shelf remains stable from last year with the same 12 plans available for sale through the Health Connector, through Altus and Delta. And on slide 28, these are our 2019 standard plan designs. These have not changed, but did want to provide them for reference. So we are making a few minor adjustments to our shopping display this year that we wanted to walk through. We hope that you and consumers will find these helpful. But if you look at the slide 30, where you have the current versus future comparison, the changes are somewhat minor, but still worth pointing out. So first, you can see that the premium amount will become more prominent. It's now in bigger font, and it's bolded. You can see that we've removed the link to the preferred drug list because a member can find that in the future section under the link that says additional information from BMC HealthNet plan. So we just wanted to streamline that. We found that the link to the drug list itself wasn't particularly helpful, so we want to direct members to that landing page from the carrier where they can find all sorts of things, including the prescription drug list. And probably more minor, but you might notice that the currently for the maximum out-of-pocket description, we have that as estimated out-of-pocket costs, which isn't really quite true. It is the maximum, so we've accounted for that in the 2019 update. And lastly, we've removed the logos under the included benefit section. We just heard that that was not particularly helpful to consumers and was a bit confusing, so we decided to remove those logos. And it's not quite relevant for 2019 since we do not have any tiered network plans, but we do have some new features introduced in the provider search where a particular provider would be noted as being in tier one or tier two of a plan. So that means if they're tier one, the member would pay lower cost sharing, but if they're in tier two, the member would pay a higher cost sharing depending on the cost sharing defined by the plan. There's also an additional field for concierge providers, which means that a member can only see that provider if they pay an additional fee. So we want members to be aware of this, so that will be added to the provider search feature as well. So in section four, we've provided a few key takeaways that we just want members to be aware of for 2019, and we've touched on most of these throughout the presentation. But just in summary, NHP members will transition to Always Health Partners, and they will see that in their renewal notices. And NHP is also making that behavioral health vendor change from Beacon to Optum, although it should result in limited member change. One thing that we didn't touch on previously is that in 2019, NHP will only have one silver plan available, and it will be on their smaller service area or geographic offering. So that means that members in certain zip codes in that plan will need to be mapped to a different plan. So if you do hear from a member in that situation, just wanted to highlight that. And also those members, unsubsidized and APTC-only members and non-standard plans will be mapped to standard plans from their carrier. That was that slide that had the table with the different carriers and membership previously. And also, as I mentioned, although rate increases for 2019 are generally modest, there are a few pockets where members will experience higher than average rate increases. So examples of these are BMC's Bronze Plan, NHP's Platinum and Gold Plans, a few of Fallon's plans spanning metallic tiers, as well as Delta's Family Low Plan. So we do have a couple of possible member scenarios that we thought may be helpful to talk through. So the first one is that a Connector Care member who's currently enrolled in NHP receives their renewal notice and is confused because their 2018 plan is NHP Connector Care, but their 2019 plan is Always Health Partners Connector Care. So as shown in those notice screenshots, this is just a carrier name change. So as long as the member hasn't switched plan types, they are still remaining in the same plan despite the carrier name change. But as part of this conversation, it probably would be helpful to flag for the member that if they do see a behavioral health provider, it would be worth them checking to make sure that their provider will continue to take their insurance following NHP's transition from Beacon to Optum for their behavioral health vendor. In scenario two, a Tufts Health Direct Connector Care Plan Type 2A member who lives in Springfield is confused because in 2018 they had a $22 premium, but in 2019 their premium is going down to $0. So although this is good news, we thought it may be confusing for a member to see this decrease. And the reason is that the Health Connector was able to add additional plans at that lowest cost affordability schedule rate for 2019. So that means that there are some members who will have a premium decrease for 2019 as their plan is lowered to that affordability schedule as well, where it wasn't in 2018. And as long as the notice says that their plan is the same as the 2018 plan, Ms. Sister could assure the member that nothing has changed about their benefits. It is just this lower premium as a result of additional state subsidy. In scenario three, there's an unsubsidized member that was in BMCHP's non-standard Silver B2 plan for 2018, but was renewed into BMC's standard Silver A2 plan for 2019. They're not sure why their plan was changed, and they're concerned about their premium increase. So this member would be mapped to BMC's standard plan because their 2018 non-standard plan was closed due to the Health Connector's product requirements around stabilization for the Connector Care program. And the member would see in their renewal notice that their 2019 plan is not the same as their 2018 plan. So if they don't want to remain in that 2019 standard plan that they've been mapped to, they could look at other options that might meet their coverage needs and also be within their price range, such as a low gold or a high bronze plan. The assister could also suggest that the member switch plans because their BMC Silver plan is one of those plans that has the extra premium load as a result of the withdrawal of federal CSRs. But one thing to note about BMC plans is that the BMC Silver network is much broader than BMC's other networks for their Platinum, Gold, and Bronze plans. So that is just something to keep in mind if a member does want to stay with BMC but might be interested in switching metallic tiers, that they would be seeing a difference in network if they were to make that change. So lastly, we have provided our resource download center link where assisters can find resource materials such as health plan shopping guides, connector care guides, and just general overview of health plans in advance of open enrollment. So that brings us to the end of the presentation.
I do want to thank Maria and Nikki and Sarah for the information presented today. Thank you and have a great day.